This form is to be completed by a tenant to apply to Wentworth Community Housing for additional people to join their household. The questions that we need evidence for are marked on the form. Information about the type of evidence we need is in the evidence requirements information sheet. For information or assistance with this form, please contact us on 4777 8000 or call into one of our offices. Please mark relevant boxes with A if you need more room to answer any questions. Please include details on a separate page and attach it to this form. Tenant information: name, last name or family name, given names, tenancy address, phone number, additional occupant information. This section is to be completed by the tenant. Please include the details of each new additional occupant to be housed with you. Attach proof of identity for each additional occupant in your household. You will also need to attach proof of citizenship, residency or visa category, property ownership, income and assets for each additional person 18 years old or over. See the evidence requirements information sheet for more information. How many new additional occupants do you want to add? 12,345 person 1 full name title Mr. Mrs. Miss Ms. Sex MF date of birth DD/MM/YYYY relationship to you customer reference number CRN. Date when moving into property DD/MM/YYYY country of birth is the additional occupant born in Australia? Yes, no, country of birth, country of birth, main language spoken at home, main language spoken at home, non-Australian citizen. If the additional occupant is not an Australian citizen, what is its residency status and their visa subclass number? Write the relevant residency status, then write the visa subclass number. Is the additional occupant an Australian citizen? Yes, no, residency status, visa subclass number, date of arrival DD/MM/YYYY additional occupants current housing situation. Does this additional occupant currently living at your property? Yes, no, what date did they move in? DD/MM/YYYY what is the current address? Is this additional occupant a current tenant, an additional occupant or a former tenant of Wentworth or Housing New South Wales? Yes, no, Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander origin are you, or the additional occupant, of Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander origin? Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander, if not already provided, attach confirmation of aboriginality. See the evidence requirements information sheet for details. Disability, ongoing medical condition. Do you or anyone on this application have a disability or ongoing medical condition? Yes, no, disability or medical condition, attach proof of disability or medical condition. See the evidence requirements information sheet for details. Proof of disability or medical condition, drop files here or select files, accepted file types, JPEG, GIF, PNG, PDF, MAX. File size, 15 megabytes. Support arrangements. Do you or a person on this application receive ongoing support from an organization, a program or a person, individual? Yes, no, name of organization or program providing support, if relevant, name of support worker or person, individual contact phone number, attach documents that support your answer. See the evidence requirements information sheet for details. Attach evidence, drop files here or select files, accepted file types, JPEG, GIF, PNG, PDF, MAX. File size, 15 megabytes, person 2 full name title Mr. Mrs. Miss Ms. sex MF date of birth DD/MM/YYYY relationship to U customer reference number CRN date when moving into property DD/MM/YYYY country of birth is the additional occupant born in Australia? Yes, no country of birth, main language spoken at home, non-Australian citizen. If the additional occupant is not an Australian citizen, what is its residency status and their visa subclass number? Write the relevant residency status, then write the visa subclass number. Is the additional occupant an Australian citizen? Yes, no residency status, visa subclass number, date of arrival DD/MM/YYYY additional occupant's current housing situation. Does this additional occupant currently living at your property? Yes, no, what date did they move in? DD/MM/YYYY what is the current address? Additional occupant's housing history. Does this additional occupant have a current application for housing? Yes, no. T file number or client reference number. Wishes to remain on the New South Wales Housing Register? If no, the additional occupant should provide a written request to remove them from the register. Yes, no, is this additional occupant a current tenant, an additional occupant or a former tenant of Wentworth or Housing New South Wales? Yes, no, Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander origin are you, or the additional occupant, of Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander origin? Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander, if not already provided, attach confirmation of aboriginality. See the evidence requirements information sheet for details. Disability, ongoing medical condition. Do you or anyone on this application have a disability or ongoing medical condition? Yes, no, disability or medical condition. Attach proof of disability or medical condition. See the evidence requirements information sheet for details. Proof of disability or medical condition. Drop files here or select files. Accepted file types: JPEG, GIF, PNG, PDF, MAX. File size, 15 megabytes. Support arrangements. Do you or a person on this application receive ongoing support from an organization, a program or a person, individual? Yes, no, name of organization or program providing support, name of support worker or person, individual contact phone number. Attach documents that support your answer. See the evidence requirements information sheet for details. Attach evidence. Drop files here or select files. Accepted file types: JPEG, GIF, PNG, PDF, MAX. File size, 15 megabytes. Person 3, full name, title, Mr. Mrs. Miss Ms. Sex MF, customer reference number CRN, date when moving into property DD/MM/YYYY date of birth DD/MM/YYYY relationship to you country of birth is the additional occupant born in Australia? Yes, no, country of birth, main language spoken at home, non-Australian citizen. If the additional occupant is not an Australian citizen, what is its residency status and their visa subclass number? Write the relevant residency status, then write the visa subclass number. Is the additional occupant an Australian citizen? Yes, no, residency status, visa subclass number. Date of arrival DD/MM/YYYY additional occupant's current housing situation. Does this additional occupant currently living at your property? Yes, no, what date did they move in? DD/MM/YYYY what is the current address? Additional occupant's housing history. Does this additional occupant have a current application for housing? Yes, no T file number or client reference number wishes to remain on the New South Wales Housing Register. If no, the additional occupant should provide a written request to remove them from the register. Yes, no, is this additional occupant a current tenant, an additional occupant or a former tenant of Wentworth or Housing New South Wales? Yes, no, Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander origin are you, or the additional occupant, of Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander origin? Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander, if not already provided, attach confirmation of aboriginality. See the Evidence Requirements Information Sheet for details. Disability, ongoing medical condition. Do you or anyone on this application have a disability or ongoing medical condition? Yes, no, disability or medical condition. Attach proof of disability or medical condition. See the Evidence Requirements Information Sheet for details. Proof of disability or medical condition. Drop files here or select files. Accepted file types: JPEG, GIF, PNG, PDF, MAX. File size, 15 megabytes. Support arrangements. Do you or a person on this application receive ongoing support from an organization, a program or a person, individual? Yes, no, name of organization or program providing support. Name of support worker or person, individual. Contact phone number. Attach documents that support your answer. See the Evidence Requirements Information Sheet for details. Attach evidence. Drop files here or select files. Accepted file types: JPEG, GIF, PNG, PDF, MAX. File size, 15 megabytes, person 4, full name, title, Mr. Mrs. Miss Ms. Sex MF, date of birth, DD/MM/YYYY, relationship to you, date when moving into property, DD/MM/YYYY. Customer reference number, CRN, country of birth. Is the additional occupant born in Australia? Yes, no, country of birth, main language spoken at home, non-Australian citizen. If the additional occupant is not an Australian citizen, what is its residency status and their visa subclass number? Write the relevant residency status, then write the visa subclass number. Is the additional occupant an Australian citizen? Yes, no, residency status, visa subclass number, date of arrival, DD/MM/YYYY, additional occupant's current housing situation. Does this additional occupant currently living at your property? Yes, no, what date did they move in? DD/MM/YYYY, what is the current address? Additional occupant's housing history. Does this additional occupant have a current application for housing? Yes, no, T file number or client reference number wishes to remain on the New South Wales Housing Register. If no, the additional occupant should provide a written request to remove them from the register. Yes, no, wishes to remain on the New South Wales Housing Register. If no, the additional occupant should provide a written request to remove them from the register. Yes, no. Is this additional occupant a current tenant, an additional occupant or a former tenant of Wentworth or Housing New South Wales? Yes, no, Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander origin are you, or the additional occupant, of Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander origin? Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander, if not already provided, attach confirmation of aboriginality. See the Evidence Requirements Information Sheet for details. Disability, ongoing medical condition. Do you or anyone on this application have a disability or ongoing medical condition? Yes, no, disability or medical condition. Attach proof of disability or medical condition. See the evidence requirements information sheet for details. Proof of disability or medical condition drop files here or select files accepted file types JPEG, GIF, PNG, PDF, MAX. File size, 15 megabytes. Support arrangements. Do you or a person on this application receive ongoing support from an organization, a program or a person, individual? Yes, no name of organization or program providing support, name of support worker or person, individual contact phone number attached. Documents that support your answer. See the evidence requirements information sheet for details. Attach evidence drop files here or select files accepted file types JPEG, GIF, PNG, PDF, MAX. File size, 15 megabytes, person 5 full name title Mr. Mrs. Miss Ms. Sex MF date of birth DD/MM/YYYY relationship to you customer reference number CRN date when moving into property DD/MM/YYYY country of birth is the additional occupant born in Australia? Yes, no country of birth, main language spoken at home, non-Australian citizen. If the additional occupant is not an Australian citizen, what is its residency status and their visa subclass number? Write the relevant residency status, then write the visa subclass number. Is the additional occupant an Australian citizen? Yes, no residency status, visa subclass number, date of arrival DD/MM/YYYY. Additional occupant's current housing situation. Does this additional occupant currently living at your property? Yes, no. What date did they move in? DD/MM/YYYY. What is the current address? Additional occupant's housing history. Does this additional occupant have a current application for housing? Yes, no. T file number or client reference number. Wishes to remain on the New South Wales Housing Register. If no, the additional occupant should provide a written request to remove them from the register. Yes, no. Is this additional occupant a current tenant, an additional occupant or a former tenant of Wentworth or Housing New South Wales? Yes, no. Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander origin. Are you, or the additional occupant, of Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander origin? Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander. If not already provided, attach confirmation of aboriginality. See the evidence requirements information sheet for details. Disability, ongoing medical condition. Do you or anyone on this application have a disability or ongoing medical condition? Yes, no. Disability or medical condition. Attach proof of disability or medical condition. See the evidence requirements information sheet for details. Proof of disability or medical condition drop files here or select files. Accepted file types, JPEG, GIF, PNG, PDF, MAX. File size, 15 megabytes. Support arrangements. Do you or a person on this application receive ongoing support from an organization, a program or a person, individual? Yes, no. Name of support worker or person, individual. Name of organization or program providing support, contact phone number. Attach documents that support your answer. See the evidence requirements information sheet for details. Attach evidence drop files here or select files accepted file types JPEG, GIF, PNG, PDF, MAX. File size, 15 megabytes. To complete this form, you will need to click on Send button and it will generate a PDF. Next step is to print that file, sign it and send it to Wentworth. Your email captcha phone. This field is for validation purposes and should be left unchanged. Link Wentworth collects personal information about you in order to make sure you receive the assistance you may be entitled to.